Chapter 1. Maggie and Tom. Dorlcote Mill stood near a stone bridge on the River Floss, not far from the town of St. Ogg's, where the tributary Ripple joined the big river. The Floss was a lively river, and the sounds of the rushing water, the mill wheel, and the booming machinery were a constant accompaniment to life in the mill house. Mr. Tulliver, the owner of the mill, was a down-to-earth and outspoken man. He lived at the mill house with his wife and his 9-year-old daughter. His son, Tom, who was 13, was away at school. Tom was not an intellectual boy, and he hadn't made much progress in his studies, but Mr. Tulliver had ambitions for him. He wanted Tom to make a good career as a businessman, instead of working in the mill in the usual way. He especially wanted him to be properly educated, to be able to deal with the lawyers who had caused so much trouble in his own life. It was obvious that he needed more education than the local school could offer. Maggie, Mr. Tulliver's daughter, was also a worry to him, but for the opposite reason. She was far cleverer than her brother, and spent all her time reading books and asking difficult questions. Mr. Tulliver loved her dearly, but felt that it was a shame she wasn't a boy. Everyone knew that too much learning could only lead to trouble for a girl. Mr. Tulliver had deliberately chosen an unintellectual woman for his own wife. Mrs. Tulliver's world revolved around practical, domestic concerns. She too was worried about Maggie, but her worries were about her daughter's wild behaviour and her lack of interest in her appearance. The girl wouldn't even let her mother curl her hair. Mrs. Tulliver's sisters were all very particular about appearances, and Lucy, her niece, was such an angelic, well-behaved child. What would all her relations think of her gypsy daughter? On the night before Tom's last day at the academy, Mr. Tulliver invited a friend, Mr. Riley, to the mill to discuss the next stage in his education. Mr. Riley secretly knew nothing about schools or teachers, but he didn't like to appear ignorant when someone was asking his opinion, so he recommended a tutor called Stelling, whom he vaguely knew. Mrs. Tulliver was alarmed to hear that Tom would have to live at Mr. Stelling's house with a number of other boys if he wanted to study with the tutor.
"What will they give him for his breakfast?"
she cried.
"Who will wash his clothes?"
Maggie was worried that the school was far away. She wouldn't be able to visit her beloved brother often enough. The next day, to pass the time while she was waiting for Tom's return, Maggie went to watch Luke, the head miller, at work. Luke wasn't interested in any of the books that Maggie wanted to lend him, so she talked to him about Tom instead.
"When we are older, Luke,"
she explained,
"Tom and I will live together, and I will be his housekeeper because I love him more than anybody in the world. He's so clever. He knows all about making things, and about birds, fish, and animals."
"In that case,"
said Luke,
"he won't be very pleased to find that his pet rabbits are all dead."
Maggie was horrified. Tom had asked her to feed the rabbits while he was away at school, but she had been busy with her books and had forgotten. When Mr. Tulliver brought Tom home in the carriage later that day, Mrs. Tulliver and Maggie covered him in kisses. He pretended to be unconcerned, but he was pleased to see his funny little sister. He had a surprise for her, a fishing line and a hook.
"I'll take you fishing by the round pool,"
he promised. Maggie was ecstatic.
"But first, I want to go and see my rabbits."
"Oh, Tom,"
said Maggie,
"something terrible has happened. The rabbits are all dead. It's my fault because I didn't feed them."
Tom's face grew angry.
"Maggie, how could you?"
he cried.
"I don't love you anymore. And I don't believe that you love me. You should have taken more care."
Maggie was heartbroken. She ran to her secret hiding place, the attic, and cried there all afternoon. Tom, on the other hand, went to visit Luke and soon forgot all about the rabbits. At tea time, when no one else could find Maggie, he went up to the attic to fetch her, and they soon made friends again. The next day, they went fishing, as Tom had promised, and Maggie felt she was in heaven.